Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Vin D'Agostino, Executive Vice President for Commerce Enablement for Verifone. Vin, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
Big news! This is exciting to talk to you about this development. Apple Pay, of course, announced earlier in the week its support of loyalty programs with Apple Pay, and Verifone's announcement on the heels of that is that Verifone terminals will be powering those programs for Apple Pay. Tell me more.
Well, we were excited to work with our leading retailers and with Apple to enable what I think is a big step in their digital wallet. It gives us a chance to help this technology add more value to our clients, our merchants, by not just enabling them to accept payments with this exciting new form factor, but actually to put loyalty and other things that are dear to them in it so they can do a better job engaging their clients and their customers.
I agree. I think you and I have had this conversation before where it's exciting to use the phone as a substitute for a card, but the real value is certainly being able to do more than that. And this is, as you say, a really big step forward. Tell me a little bit more about what's involved. So what do merchants have to do other than be a Verifone customer to make this possible? Is there an integration issue? Is there a lot that they have to worry about on their side?
Sure. Well, I think, a couple of things. First, this is something that we were excited about because it highlights the power of our devices. Like, one, you can see that they're the choice of people like Dunkin's and Penny's and Kohl's and Panera and Wegmans and Whole Foods, the merchants that were part of the Apple Pay announcement for a reason. And what we will be doing is working with them to add proprietary software on our devices that will recognize loyalty data and will help route that to the right place. And it'll help create that great experience Apple's creating on the phone. We are going to create that for the merchants using our devices.
So you and I have talked in the past about the commerce enablement strategy around Verifone. Obviously, that is what you're leading for Verifone. This is obviously an important step in that strategy and the evolution of that strategy. What's next?
Well, I mean, I think if you continue to go down this path, you can see that, these devices that we're making do a lot more than just take card payments, right? And the devices that these set of clients of ours have big displays, they have sound, they can use to engage consumers in lots of different ways, not just accepting a card-based payment. And so, with this on the heels of the conversation and the announcement that we made earlier with Visa around omni-commerce, right, I think if you were following us in our earnings release, you heard we announced the next set of devices now have a name. We're going to call the new family of Verifone terminals Engage because it helps merchants engage with their consumers differently. I think you can see us building the foundation and building the plumbing to enable these great experiences in brick and mortar retail.
So who are the six retailers that are among the first to take advantage of this with Apple Pay?
Well, they were the names that I had rattled off earlier, Dunkin' Donuts and JCPenney's and Kohl's and Panera and Wegmans and Whole Foods were the first out the door merchants. But, like you and I shared, these are the kinds of things that make digital wallets now start to work not just for consumers. By the way, this is probably even more exciting for a consumer, right? But also make them work harder now for merchants. And I always read in your journal, see who are the winner of the wallet wars. And I think you and I have had conversations from time to time that I always thought that the consumers and the merchants were going to be the winners. And so these are steps that are sort of making that, a viable outcome.
Well, it's interesting, Whole Foods is in the lineup since Whole Foods really doesn't have a loyalty program beyond people just being loyal to the brand itself. So this certainly is not just enabling something with respect to Apple Pay, but really a whole new level of engagement for Whole Foods and certainly, I'm sure, more retailers to follow.
Yeah, exactly. I think in the end of the day, accepting payments safely and securely is jack for openers in the commerce game, but really engaging consumers, getting new consumers and increasing sales is really what it's all about. And this just creates a whole great new cool channel to go with their brand image, right?
Yep. Well, then congratulations. That's an exciting development and a great announcement. And thanks for giving us a little bit of context today about it. Thank you.
Thanks for the time, Karen.